conscious personal fellowship with Jesus Christ, a part of Christianity. And like a flash, Phillips Brooks answered back, "Young man, conscious personal fellowship with Jesus Christ is not a part of Christianity. It's all of Christianity." Do you have any conscious personal fellowship between you and the living person who is prevailingly present here right now in this place and accessible in a beautiful way to your heart? Do you have any personal fellowship, relationship, friendship, companionship between you and this person? If we haven't, we can stand up and drag out like we usually do. And we can come back at our own petty pace like we usually do. But if we do, some transforming things are going to begin to happen at our fingertips. Out there in the office where you work, you're going to walk away someday and look back, and there's Jesus standing in the tracks you left behind, reproducing himself in somebody else's life. You're going to walk out of the classroom, and at the desk next to you, somebody has become conscious of you that you've been with Jesus. And that's what it's all about. Everything else misses the mark by 1,000 miles. Your first calling is to cultivate an open companionship between you and Jesus Christ. And that's really what it's all about. What's the reward of it? Well, you get Jesus. What's the end of it? You get his smile of approval. You get deepening relationship with him. That's the reward of it. And that's what he invites you to today. We want to ask you to do what God puts in your heart to do as we come to the concluding moment of our service today. Don't hesitate to do what he puts in your heart to do. Don't do anything other than that, because it won't be right to do it. But as the Holy Spirit speaks to you and invites you to Jesus, we want to ask you just to let him have his way in you. Come to relationship. Come to companionship, friendship, fellowship between you and Jesus. Just face him and tell him, "Lord, I'm like Simon Peter. I'm impetuous, tumultuous, tempestuous. And I've got problems on the inside of me. But I need you, and I know you now can invest yourself in me. I come like I am. I open myself to you." Or maybe you're like Andrew, just an ordinary person but available. And you need to come to Jesus and say, "Lord, here I am. I want you to have your way in me." I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Would you be so gracious as to bow your heads and close your eyes? And the choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation. And as they sing, we want to invite you just to face Jesus and do what he puts in your heart to do. Don't do anything less than that. Just do what he puts in your heart to do. And as the choir sings, you step out just now and do that. Whatever he puts in your heart to do, let him have his way in you and come.